Campfire songs have always been a big part of Girl Scouting. They're an important part of such outdoor activities as hiking. After 100 years, that hasn't changed. And it's a big draw for 10-year-old Cassidy Lee Brooks.
We go canoeing, we go camping, we do sing-alongs, and we do all kinds of stuff.
Cassidy earned one of her badges for going on a camping trip.
If you do camping, you get badges and all kinds of stuff for cooking and cleaning. Because you got to do everything on your own. You have to cook the food, you have to serve it. So it's really fun.
But Girl Scouting isn't limited to traditional outdoor activities, at least not in the 21st century. 15-year-old Manya Gaver says the movement helps girls get on the career ladder.
It's giving us all of these different job options. You know, to get patches, you have to interview different people in different jobs. You can shadow, like, museum curators and stuff like that. There are a lot of trips you can go on service-wise. And a lot of volunteer opportunities, which is great for college.
Juliette Gordon Lowe founded the Girl Scouts in the United States in 1912, a few years after the Boy Scouts and Girl Guides organizations began in England. Scouting has thrived around the world. Today, more than 10 million girls participate in 145 countries, from Argentina to Zambia. Lydia Soto Harmon is the chief executive of the Girl Scout Council in Washington, D.C. She says the Girl Scouts' growth hasn't been an easy ride. Right from the start, she says, Juliette Gordon Lowe faced many challenges.
There were people that did not believe that girls should do anything more than, you know, learn how to bake and be, be at home. And here she was taking girls camping.
At the Girl Scout gift shop, Soto Harmon shows them merchandise, marking the 2012 anniversary celebrations. Girls have also been out and about in Washington using dance to publicize the anniversary.
As we approach this 100th anniversary, we are just bursting at the opportunity that we have to really inspire a new generation of girls with the message of leadership, with the message of caring for the environment, with the message of, you know, being kind to others, respecting country. These are all values that we all share and that we need to celebrate.
And Soto Harmon says there's a whole new century of Girl Scouting on its way. Selah Hennessy for VOA News.
But there's for everything.